Proverbs 10:17 says, "He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth." We previously saw this phrase, "the way of life," in Proverbs 6:23. "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." So from these two verses in Proverbs, Proverbs 6:23 and what we're reading now in Proverbs 10:17, we glean that reproofs of instruction are the way of life, and he is in the way of life that keepeth instruction. Now, that seems simple enough, but there is a reason that we see the emphasis here on the need to keep instruction. This serves as a warning not to be the guy who stops reading his Bible daily, just drops it. There's innumerable number of people, millions of people through the years, started along the way and reading their Bible, and then they just put it off to the side. They don't keep God's instruction. Do not be the guy who adopts the world's instruction and begins changing or rejecting God's instruction. And we see that all too often. And do not be the guy who reads the Bible or hears a sermon or Bible teaching and then just walks away from it and forgets what he just heard, and like he never heard it to begin with. Get into God's Word, stay in God's Word, live God's Word. This tendency to forget is seen throughout Scripture. It's why Peter wrote his second epistle to the Jewish believers, as he said in 2 Peter 3:1, he said, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." And he told them in a previous chapter 1, and he was speaking to his readers of his previous epistle, which should include us, that he was concerned about those readers forgetting what he had taught them after he was dead. 2 Peter 1:15, "Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance." And of course, God made sure of that because we have the epistle and we can read it any time we want to ever since Peter died. Paul expressed the same concern of forgetfulness. He urged Timothy to carry on his work teaching his epistles. In 1 Timothy 4:6, he tells Timothy, "If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained." So we must receive God's instruction and keep it. But I believe that also includes sharing it with others and talking with others about it as we live it. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction. The prophet Jeremiah reminded Israel of the choice that the Lord set before them, even as they were drifting into such apostasy that God was about to allow Babylon to come down and completely destroy the nation. In Jeremiah 21:8, he said, "And unto this people thou shalt say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death." So in that case, they had a choice, and those who surrendered to Babylon lived. Those who refused and fought back or ran to Egypt would die. And that was God's will in that case. In our case, we're not under siege by foreign invaders, but we are daily under siege of satanic invaders. And in our case, we must resist the devil, and we need to walk in the way of life. And of course, we know that Jesus is the way of life. As he said in John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So we receive Jesus by faith in that death, burial, and resurrection that provided for forgiveness of sin and conquering sin and death. By his shed blood on the cross, he paid for our sins and rose from the dead, defeating sin and death. We receive Jesus, and then we have to keep his instruction. And that is the way of life.